Just one correction from yesterday before we move on. When I kept on saying over the chakira of what Migo is, you know, the Rav Elchanan's chakira, and sorry, not just Rav Elchanan's chakira, it's everyone's chakira. Rav Elchanan is most famous for saying it. I think I used the wrong terminology, meaning I kept on saying ne'amanus versus koach hataina. Koach hataina really is a form of ne'amanus, meaning, and whenever I kept on explaining koach hataina, I kept on coming back to the word ne'amanus, so it was much harder to draw the distinction between the two. What I meant by ne'amanus, and I shouldn't have used the word ne'amanus, is the other side of the chakira is that it's more like a chazaka. It's like a chazaka that a guy is telling the truth because it's such a convoluted lie that he's if what he's telling is a lie, it's so convoluted, there is a much more direct way to lie. Meaning, according to the idea of koach hataina, so it means that he could have told something that he would have been believed on, therefore we should believe him for whatever he is saying. Like, just replace the words that are coming out of his mouth with the words that he could have said, right? But according to the tzad, that the other tzad, what I was calling ne'amanus yesterday, it's not ne'amanus, it's chazaka. It's chazaka that this guy's probably not lying. Because if he were lying, he would have done it in so much more of a straightforward way. Why is he coming up with this convoluted story? It would be much easier for him to have told another lie. Major nafkamina would be, what if the other lie that's more direct and more clear would not be something he'd be believed about either? So if it's all a din of koach hataina, that takes something that he would have been believed on and apply that believability, apply that integrity and that that acceptance of him to whatever words he actually does say, so then the other taina needs to be something that he would actually be believed on. But if it's a din in just a chazaka that he's probably telling the truth, because if he were lying, why would he tell such a convoluted lie? Then as long as there's a more direct, easier lie to tell, even if it's not one that he would necessarily be believed on, we would still be able to say Migo. But I was happy that last night I was on Wayu Torah, and not like I was listening to Wayu Torah. So anyway, I saw that Rabbi Sabalowski has a series of Shev Shmeitzel Shiurim. So I'm a little intimidated by the Shev Shmeitzel because I had a rough experience by Shana Aleph in the Karen B'Yavna trying to get through Shev Shmeitzel. But I figured I'd give it another shot. So I listened to Shir 16 in Rabbi Sabalowski's Shev Shmeitzel series. And his mamish said the same thing we said yesterday in Shir. So I was very excited. So Baruch Hashem, we were mechavim to either what Rabbi Sabalowski, or it was unclear whether it was Rabbi Sabalowski on his own or the Shev Shmeitzel, or what several Achorim were saying. Mamish working through that Tosfos and Baba Kama, going through the two understandings of Migo and what Tosfos was assuming at each stage. So that was very good. Okay, moving along now. We have Machlokas Abaye and Rabbi Nar Gemara, and we just never really explained what the Machlokas is about. Meaning, Rava taught us this concept that Eid Zomim is a Chiddush. Good. So within at least one version of Rava holds Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, and that's why Eid Zomim are only possible Mishas Chiddush of Eilach. Eid Zomim are only possible from the moment you make them into Eid Zomim going forward. Abaye says that Eid Zomim are possible in Mafreya. Now, Abaye explains they're possible in Mafreya because that's when they did something terrible. That's when they lied as soon as they told their testimony. So that's when they're possible from. But Abaye never addressed Rava's Taina. Right, Rava responded, no, it's a chiddush, and since it's a chiddush, ein l'chabal mishas chiddush of eilach. So the Gemara never tells us what Abaye's answer is. I mean, Abaye's answer could be, no, it's not a chiddush. Abaye's answer could be, it is a chiddush, but there's no such rule in l'chabal mishas chiddush of eilach. Or his answer could be, it's a chiddush, there is such rule in l'chabal mishas chiddush of eilach, but for some reason that rule won't apply here. So there are three possibilities of what Abaye holds. We have to figure out what Abaye Shita. Why would we spend so much time figuring out Abaye Shita? In general, we don't pass like Abaye anyway, but over here we do. This is one of the Al-Kigam. So we pass like Abaye. So it's very important, even more important than usual. It's always a din in Talmud Torah to figure out Abaye Shita. But over here it's even more important to figure out Abaye Shita because it's mamish what we pass in Halach Lamaisa. So first, if we're going to try to figure out whether or not Abaye holds Eid Zomim is a Chiddush. So we spent some time, Rashi tells us, if it is a Chiddush, what's the Chiddush? That we don't believe the first guy, that we do believe the second cat. Okay, so we discussed that. But in order to understand whether Abaye holds that it's a Chiddush at all, it's first important to know what a Chiddush is. What's the definition of the word Chiddush? Meaning, after all of Judaism is really a Chiddush. it's a chiddush that I have to take a palm branch and a citrus fruit and wave it in a variety of different directions for 7 days out of the year. That is weird. I mean, that is very odd. So that's a tremendous chiddush. It's a chiddush that I have to take animal hides and put them in perfectly square boxes, shape them into perfectly square boxes, and put them on my head and my arm every day. That's it. That's a chiddush. And yet we never refer to tefillin as a chiddush. We never refer to dalet minim as a chiddush. So what is the definition of chiddush? Why is eitz zomim more of a chiddush than any of those other counterintuitive halachos, which is pretty much, you know, okay, so everything except for murder and stealing is a chiddush. I mean, what is it? Anything that's counterintuitive or that's not intuitive is a chiddush? That can't be. So Rav Shechter likes to say, and I found it in his sefer, he published it in the sefer, in his first sefer, in Eretz HaTzvi, on page Tes, it's in the back of your packets. So Rav Shechter writes that as follows. He says, "Isa b'Gemara." It's quoted in the Gemara, "Demi chiddush lo yalfinan." That we can't learn anything out of a chiddush. "Val pipshuto hayanira b'biurin yinzeh." So he says, "What does this mean?" I think pshat is as follows: "Together chiddush ein rotz lomer eiz din shelo yisi yodei lulei apasuk." Chiddush does not mean something that I would have known, that I would not have known without a pasuk telling it to me. "Diim kein kala Torah kula chiddush avi." Because if that were the case, then everything is a chiddush. The entire Torah is a chiddush. The kol ma sheyisi yodei mitzad asvara lo bin el kach pasuk. Right? Anything I would have known misvara, obviously, I don't need a pasuk for that which I would have known misvara. Uklashna gemara babakama lom likra svarahu. The Gemara often says, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a svara. So you can't tell me that a chiddush is anything that I wouldn't have been able to figure out misvara, because everything in the Torah is something I couldn't figure out misvara. Anything I could figure out misvara, you don't need a pasuk. And if you have a pasuk, the Gemara asks, what do you need a pasuk for? So that can't be the definition of chiddush. Elavadai geder chiddush haynu kemoshkos v'atzos perakamidi yivamis dibra maschulafi davar hasosa resaklal. Those are the words of Shachter focuses on. A chiddush is a davar hasosa resaklal, that which goes against the normal rules. Meaning, it's true, a lot of what the Torah tells us is unusual, counterintuitive, things we never would have thought, things we never would have figured out. But within the rubric of Torah, within the world of Torah, there seem to be certain rules that apply. There seem to be certain concepts and principles that we go by within the world of Torah. When you have something in the Torah that goes against the rest of the Torah, that goes against the general rules of the Torah, that is what we call a chiddush. A davar asosar as a klal. V'chein yistu achronim mikoach ha-gemar de Sanhedrin. Chav zayinam ralef. Dildas rava eid zomim mikana labo nifsal. V'yisa b'gemar beis taimim l'shitas rava. Gemar gives two explanations for rava shita. V'echod hu, and one of them is, deidim zomim chiddushu. D'mechti trey treinin u'maychaz d'sam chzani smolchani. U'meilei l'chavo el mishas chidush aveilach. Right, our gemara. Eid zomim is a chiddush. Where do we see that? So what is the definition? Hare degeder chiddush haynu davar asosos haklal. The point is that it goes against the normal rules. Da'af beitim zomun hayu lanu ladono could call shartrei or trei the alma. Where the Gemara tells you why it's a chiddush. May chaz desam chasani smalchani. Why would you believe these two over the other two? We have rules for what you do when two edim go against another two edim. And what are those rules? That's Edus Mocheshes. That's when it's two Edim that are Machesh to other Edim. So we have rules about that. We know what we're supposed to do in those kinds of situations when it's two against two. The fact that we're not playing by those rules, but by Edim Zomim, we don't follow those rules, that's a Chiddush. Daf Edim Zomim, Noh Yilon Eladon, Mechal Shah, Trey Trey Dialma, Elo Shechid Shah Torah. But the Torah is Mechadesh, Daf to Be'emes Havi Trey Trey. Even though Be'emes, Edim Zomim, is no different than a regular trey, it's two against two, Edim Zomim hu yotzei min haklal. But still, it's different. It's a chiddush. Ne'emanu mamazimim v'lo rishonim. Therefore, we believe the Edim mamazimim, and we don't believe the original set of Edim. Good? That's why mei chiddush lo yalfina. That's why you can't learn anything from a chiddush. Why? How does this explain why you can't learn anything from a chiddush? The whole idea that we can learn in Kol HaTorah Kulo, we learn one thing from another, assumes that the same basic rules and principles apply across Torah. What's the concept of Mematzinu, of a Binyanav? Torah tells us something in one area of Halacha, Mele Binyanav, one of the Yigumim Shatar Rajashtabed. You can apply that to all other areas of Halacha. Why can you do that? Because you could assume that in general, it's working with the same core values and sets of principles. So if the Torah is megalid to me in one place, I know that it's true in other places as well. That's why, by the way, we don't learn tuma and tara halachos from Isser v'Heter. Right? We don't learn dinim mamonis from Isser v'Heter, because each area of Torah has its own set of rules. Dinim mamonis has one set of rules. We have, for instance, what do you do in a case of a suffek? This is the clearest illustration of how tuma tara, dinim mamonis, and Isser v'Heter all play by different rules. There are three completely separate areas of Torah that play by different rules. Clearest illustration is, what do you do on a suffek? When you have a suffek iser, what's the halacha? What do you do? Suffek iser. The answer is going to be, it depends. It depends on what? Good. Suffek daraisa l'chomer, suffek darabanan l'kula. When you have a suffek tuma, what's the halacha? The answer is, again, it depends. But now it depends on something else. When you have a suffik in mamon, suffik whether somebody owes money to somebody else or not, what's the halacha? What happened? I thought these are all halachas in the Torah. So shouldn't the halachas of suffik be the same? No, they're clearly different areas of Torah where they're each governed by their own set of rules. Mimela, you can't apply a memetzinu. You can't learn from one to the other. You can't say, oh, the Torah tells me a din in a dini mamonis case. Mela, I could apply it to an Isser v'Heter case. You can't, because they're each governed by different rules. That's the famous comment of the Gra on Chumash, when the Torah says, bein din l'din, bein dam l'dam, bein nega l'nega. That's an illustration of the three areas of Torah. That din l'din is dini mamonis. Nega la nega is tsaras. That is what? Which area is that? Tsaras is tumantara. Tsaras is a kind of tuma. Dam le dam, when a woman becomes a nida, it's also din in tumantara, but in addition to being it, we're not knowing tumantara nowadays, we're still knowing nida. Why are we still knowing nida nowadays? We're not knowing tumantara, because in addition to being a tumantara issue, it's also an issue of a heter issue. So there are three separate areas of halacha that are each governed by their own rules. That's why you can't learn from one to the other. Hu adin v'hu atam, says Rav Shechter, is why we can't learn from a chiddush to somewhere else. The concept of applying a memetzinu, binyanav, is saying that everything's basically governed by the same rules. So you can apply from a halacha in one area to other areas. But when it comes to something that's a chiddush, we know it's not governed by the same rules, because it goes against all the rules. That's the very definition of chiddush. It's a davar asoser saklal. Mimela, you can't learn from one place to another place. That is that's the idea of a chiddush. That's why we can't learn mechiddush lo yalfinan, because it's simply not on the same wavelength as the other halachos. Fine. So now that we've defined chiddush, now let's figure out. Abaye disagrees with Rava for some reason. Is it because he thinks that Edim Zomim is not a chiddush at all? So take a look at the Ramban al Torah. Ramban al Torah, which is source number 15. Ramban al Torah. Dvarim Perek Yutas Pasuk Yuches. V'darsh Rashoftim Heite V'ne Eid Sheker Eid. Lo pirish hakasav eich yodeh shu eid sheker. Torah doesn't describe explicitly how we know that the person is an eid sheker, that someone who's was an eid is known to be lying. Ki biyose inyan b'shnei eidim shemi eidin al adavar. Because when you have two eidim that testify about something, afilu yavo meya v'yachishu osam, even if 100 other eidim come and say that those first two eidim are lying, what's the halacha? Halacha is we have no idea. We can still not definitively declare them liars. Because trei kameya, lo yizbarish shesekarinu. We don't know that they have lied. V'lo nuchalomar sheba horog baraglav, ki lo yomar bezevet darsh rashov temedim. Says Ramban, no. There is a way you can catch Edom as lying. How do you catch Edom as lying? What did the Edom say? They said Reuven killed Shimon. And then Shimon walks into court. That's one way to catch him. So Ramban says, yeah, but that's not what the Pasuk is talking about. Because the Pasuk says that the Dayanim looked into it and found the Edom to be liars. What do you mean Dayanim looked into it? Shimon walked into court. That's not Dayanim looking into it. That's a man walking and therefore proving. So that can't be what the Pasuk is talking about. So the Torah Shebaal Peh comes along and tells us, what is the Pasuk talking about? When do we definitively declare Edom to be liars? What's the case? Edom Zomim. Valkein ba Kabbalah Anemenes. So comes along our trustworthy Torah Shabal Peh. Upir Shaki Azomatia Kishayomru Valobiyom Plonim Imani Yisab. How do you have Edom Zomim? You were with us on that day. Now automatically we assume the first set is liars. So says the Ramban. But why? It's trade. It's their word against that word. 100 Edom against these two Edom, we wouldn't assume that the two Edom are liars. Now you have two Edom against two Edom, and just because they said the magic words, Imanu Yisem, all of a sudden they're going to be declared liars? So what should we answer? Our answer should be, yeah, that's why it's called a Chiddush, right? That should be the answer. It's a Chiddush. That's what Chiddush means. It doesn't make any sense. Says Ramban, it makes plenty of sense. Vatam v'pnei edus hazu hi al gufam shel Edom. When you say Imanu Yisem, I'm not contradicting their testimony. I'm contradicting their integrity. If I'm contradicting their testimony, so it's he said, right? These two say that the testimony is true. These two say the testimony is not true. Okay, we don't know. We can't disqualify anybody, or we partially disqualify everybody. Well, we don't declare anyone as a vadei shakran, right? But when I'm saying that two Edom are gazlanim, let's say I say something about them, well, then they're not entitled to defend themselves. They're not entitled to an opinion whether they're gazlanim or not. We no longer listen to them. So says the Ramban, when I come along and I say, Imanu Hiyisem, you were with me on the day that you claimed to have the testimony, I'm not saying whether Reuven killed Shimon or not. I have no idea if Reuven killed Shimon or not. I'm not contradicting your testimony. I'm saying that you lack integrity. You claimed you were in New York on that day. I know you were in Los Angeles on that day. It's the same thing as saying that they're Gazlan. Just like the second set of Edom could come and say that the first set of Edom are Mechalei Shabbos, and they'd be believed and we'd disqualify Bivados, the first set of Edom, so too the second set of Edom could come and say Imanu Yisem, and we'd disqualify Bivados, the second set of Edom, because Imanu Yisem is questioning their integrity. So essentially what the Ramban is saying is that Edom Zomim is not a Chiddush at all. Edom Zomim is a very logical thing. It's just as logical as two Edom coming and saying that the first set is Gazlan. Pashtus is, the Ramban would understand, what is the Machlokas Abaye and Rava? Rava says we only pass the Edom from the time of the Hazaman on, because they're in the Chabal, Mishas Chidush Ve'elach. Why does Abaye say we pass them in Mafreya? It's not a Chiddush. There's no Chiddush Ve'edim Zom, Ve'edim Zom makes plenty of sense. That's Pashtus, the way the Ramban understands the Machlokas in our Gemara. Now, what is the difference between hachasha and hazam? So the Gemara Makas Daf Hei is very clear. Hachasha means I am denying the story that you are telling. Hazam means I am saying Imanu Yisem. I'm not denying your story. I'm just saying you were with me at that time. By hachasha, we don't declare the first set definitively pasul. By Azama we do. Right? Those are the basics. Now by Achasha, it's actually Machlokas. We've mentioned it before. It's a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Mem Zayinam Beis. Gemara appears a few places in Shas. Shnei Kitei Edom HaMachisha Zu Azu. Rav Huna's Shita is Zuba B'fnei Atzma V'Umida V'Zuba B'fnei Atzma V'Umida. Everybody's Kasher. It's just we can't trust anybody for this case because they contradict each other. But if the first set of Edom wants to come and be Edei Kiddushin at a wedding tomorrow, that's fine. And if the second set wants to come the next day and be Edei Kiddushin at a different wedding the next day, that's fine too. Everybody's kosher. And Rav Chista disagrees. Rav Chista says, Vadi Sadi Shakri Lamali. Everyone is suspect here. No one's Vadai Pasul, but we don't want to accept them as Edom anywhere because everybody is suspect. Why would you have Sahadi Shakri? Right? But that's Hachasha. Hachasha is no definitive stance. These guys are right, these guys are wrong. Hazam is a definitive stance because he's saying Imanu Yisem. What if you had the following case? What if first set of Edom came and said, we were in New York on January 1st when we saw Reuven kill Shimon at 10 a.m. in New York on January 1st in the middle of Times Square. Fine. Second set of Edom comes and says, you were with us in California on January 1st. And yeah, oh yeah, by the way, Reuven and Shimon were with us also on January 1st, that entire day in California. And Reuven didn't kill Shimon. There was no violence at all. They were getting along, you know, playing basketball and doing things that friends do. Nothing, they weren't doing anything wrong. There was no, nothing happened. So now what are they doing? Second set of Edom is saying Imanu Yisem, but they're also being Machish the story. Right? They're also contradicting the story. They're saying your Edos is not true. Is this Edom Zaman or is this Edom Achasha? How do you look at something like this? Is that Zaman or is that Achasha? So what's the lumdus of the Shaila? What's the lumdus of the Shaila? So if Hachashas Tchilas Hazama, the expression the Gemara uses sometimes, what we kept on saying about Hazama's Hachasha plus. So if you have both Hazama and Hachasha at the same time, if you have both Hazama and Hachasha at the same time, what should you treat them as? In Zama, you gotta throw the book at them. Right? You have to throw the book at them because they were. Every Hazama assumes a certain level of Hachasha. So over here, okay, it's more blatant. But Hazama is Hachasha plus. But if you say no, the whole din of Edom Zomim is that I'm not questioning your story. If I was questioning your story, if I was questioning your Edos, then that would be Edos Hachasha. We'd have a whole bunch of kulas. We wouldn't say Bevada, you're believed and you're not believed. We'd have a different set of rules. We'd have Machlokas Rav Huna Rav Chisda. Hazama is when I don't question your story. Hazama is only when I question you, but not your story. It's like saying Gazlanim Atem, like how the Ramban understands. So in that case, when it's both Hachasha and Hazama, at the same time, Amachish, you and your story, well then it's not Hazama. The uniqueness of Hazama is that I'm not questioning your story. So if I question your story also, Mela goes back to being regulated as Hachasha. So what's the halach in this case? So there's a Rambam. Rambam source number 22. Apologize, it's a little out of order. And I put the Lecha Mishnah in there twice in the packet. I don't know if anyone noticed. Rambam source number 22, Perek Yudches Halacha Beis Vilchus Eidos. Says the Rambam, Med var mamurim be'edim shuhuzmu. Abul shtei kitos ha-machisho zuzu ben kan eidos. Ein on shimnas achas mehen. If you have two sets of Eidim that contradict each other, so then we don't punish either one of them. We don't know which one are the lying ones, right? That's Eidus Hachasha. Uma bein Hachasha la'azama. What's the difference? Hachasha be'edus atzma. Hachasha is on the testimony itself, on the story. Zosameres hayadavarzeh, zosameres loyadavarzeh. O yavam l'chal dvarah shalohaya. Va'azama, but hazama is be'edim atzma. It's not about the story, it's about the people. The second set of Edom has no idea if the story happened. They're just saying, we know that you couldn't know because you were with us. Two Edom come and say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. Oh, love him on the Ploni. Beyond Ploni, Malcolm Ploni. Or we saw Reuven lend Shimon $100 in New York on January 1st. And then after we check into the Eidos, another two Eidim come and they say, "Biyom zeh b'makom zeh, hayinu imachem." And now here the Rambam adds, "Ve'im elu kol hayom." You were with us; we were with you, and with Reuven and Shimon the entire day. Whoa! Now, why did the Rambam do that? He's not giving a classic case of Hazama. Classic case of Hazama is just Imanu Yisem, you're with us. He's saying, you're with us, and those guys that you say the whole story happened about were with us. V'lo hayu dvar me'olam, lo zeh harag hazeh, v'lo zeh hilveh zeh, harei zu hakhasha. That's hakhasha, it's not Hazama. So Ram is taking a strong stance here. If you say hakhasha is tchilas Hazama, then every Hazama is hakhasha plus. So why should that be Achash? That should be Hazama. Because he said Imanu Yisim. That's all you need for Hazama. I don't care what else they said. Yeah, Imanu Yisim plus the other guys with us also. The Rambam says, Harizu Achasha. This is Achasha. So if you look at the Lech Mishnah, Lech Mishnah says, in the Lech Mishnah, source number 23, or also earlier. But anyway, 14. It says the Lacha Mishnah. Ubimakum zayinim achem imelu. Chashe. Dimi nailo rabbeinu dimi hezim leidim ulamal ve ululo vishabari manu yisim atem. ve'elu d'lov havi azama. Who told the Rambam that's not called azama? When you say Manu Yisem plus the other guys are with us also. The Gemara Makos just says, as long as you discredit the people who are saying the Eidos, that makes it Azama. So why does it stop being Azama when, in addition to discrediting the Eidim themselves, you also discredit their story? Why would you say it loses its status of azama? The Torah sounds that it should not lose its status of azama, because the Torah writes, "Uma yesh ben hachasha la'azama, hachasha eino beguf ha'edim." Ooh, key words. What does the Torah say? Hachasha's dafka. When whatever you're saying is ain't a book of ha'edim, whatever you're saying is not about the edim. V'azam book of ha'edim shom b'al sushash atem amrim chulei. So according to the Torah, the defining characteristic is as soon as you say anything about the edim themselves, you have now entered the category of hazama. And I don't care that you also said something about the edus. So near the kibbutz amrim leidim imanu yismah af pishom gamkin lovel l'malva shayumahim. So I said to the Eidim, to the first Eidim Imanu Yisem, I don't care that the other, the Malva, the Lova, the Horeg, the Horem, they were all with me. I say it about all of them. But Azama Mikri, it's still called Azama. It doesn't lose its status of Azama. Essentially, the Torah disagrees with the Rambam. V'on Nirakein, me'atam shenasan sham, u'mezeh achron ne'aman, kim she'idin al gufan shal Eidim, ve'imenim ne'aman al-atzvam, lo melo asinu kach v'kach. Says the Lech Mishnah, if the Ramban is right that there's no Chiddush in Eidim Zomim, why is there no Chiddush? Because whenever I say Imanu Yisem, I'm saying you lack integrity. So as soon as I say you lack integrity, it's the same thing as saying you are a Gazlon, you are a Bechal Shabbos, and I'm able to passel you. That's not a Chiddush, it's Pashut that should be the Din. So if I come and I say, two guys come to Bezin and they say, Reuben killed Shimon. And then another set of Eidim comes and says, first of all, the two of you are Mechalel Shabbos, you're Gazlonim, and second of all, Reuben and Shimon were with me that entire day. Is the first set of Eidim kosher? Even according to Rav Huna, who says, Zebab Fenas Mamida, Zebab Fenas Mamida. It's possible the first set of Eidim is not kosher. Why are they not kosher? Because I passed them. How did I pass them? I said they're Gazlanim. Yeah, I contradicted their story also. But once I said they're Gazlanim, I passed them. If the whole kunz of Eidim Zomim, the whole idea of Eidim Zomim, is that it's the same as calling them Gazlanim. So if I said Imanu Yisem, plus the story that you told is also not true because Reuven and Shimon are with me as well, so that's like saying Gazlanim plus the story that you tell is not true. They're definitely Pasul Eidim, right? If the Ramban is right that there's no Chiddush in Eidim Zomim, the Rambam must be wrong. The Torah would be correct. Because the Torah is the one that says that when a Makhish plus a Mazim, it has the din of Eidim Zomim. The first set is utterly disqualified. They're completely disqualified. The Rambam says, no, that's just Hachasha now. It has the same status of Hachasha. If the Ramban is correct, then the Torah is correct. Which means, remember we said, according to Ramban, what's Abaye's Shita? Why does Abaye not say, because Abaye holds, it's not a Chiddush. So the Torah also understands that what does Abaye disagree with Rav about? Abaye holds, it's not a Chiddush. But now, we're stuck, we're going to be left with a question. How does the Rambam understand Abaye? According to the Rambam, why does Abaye reject Rava's idea of Eilach Avela Mishas Kiddush of Eilach? If the Rambam thought Eidim Zomim was not a Chiddush at all, like the Ramban said, then he would have held that when you're Mazim and Makhish, it has a full din of Eidim Zomim. But it doesn't hold that way. He holds when you're Mazim and Makhish, it has a din of Eidim Sachasha. So if that's the case, how does the Rambam understand the machlokas Abaye and Rava? That is the issue that the Lech HaMishnah is dealing with. So says the Lech HaMishnah, if you look a little bit further on, last one line is Aval, 12 lines in. Aval, Ein Das Rabbeinu came. The Rambam is against the Torah and the Ramban. El de Bahalo Palak Abaye Rava. Dafil Abaye Moded Avi Chiddush. Abaye will also be Moded that it's a Chiddush. Ein B'davar Tam. Because it doesn't make any sense that we should believe the second set and not the first set. Umreshu sover kein yesh makom nashik safti to be inon hazama le'edim levad veloshe yishati v'mam lovel l'malta. And that's why the Rambam says, as soon as you say Yimanu Yisem, not only to the Edim, but about the Balei Din also, it's no longer going to be Azama. Why is it no longer going to be Azama? Because what's the rule by a Chiddush? Ein lechabo elechidusho. The only time we can ever apply a Chiddush is in the exact case of the Chiddush. As soon as you alter a single detail in the case of the Chiddush, mele, it's no longer a Chiddush. You can't apply the Chiddush anymore. And you go back to what you would have said had the Torah never taught you the Chiddush, which is what? What would we have said had the Torah never taught us the Chiddush of Edim Zomim? It's Hachasha, right? You would treat it like Hachasha. That I'm afraid they'd be possible according to Rav Chisda, according to Rav Huna, they'd be kosher. You treat it like Hachasha. So that's what the Rambam does. The Rambam takes the case of Edom Zalmin. He changes one detail by saying, not only did you say Imanu Yisem to the first Edom, you also said Imanu Yisem to the Balei Din. And then the Rambam says, and that's Edos HaChasha. Because if it's a Chiddush, the second you change a single detail, you can't apply the Chiddush anymore. So you go back to Edos HaChasha. That's how the Rambam understands. Now, that didn't really help us. I mean, that helped us in a certain sense, clarifying that the Torah and the Ramban hold that Edom Zomim is not a Chiddush, and that's the Machlokes Abaye and Rava. The Rambam holds it is a Chiddush, even according to Abaye. But now it boils down to, okay, if it's a Chiddush, if Edom Zomim in fact is a Chiddush, even according to Abaye, well, why doesn't he agree with Rava? In a typical case of Edom Zomim, why wouldn't he agree with Rava? They can only apply it mishas chidush aveilach. So one possibility, is that the Rambam simply doesn't hold of that rule. Not the Rambam, Abaye. The Rambam says Abaye simply doesn't hold that rule. Who says there's such a rule? Avein lechabo mishas chidush aveilach. Rabbit said there's such a rule. Ein lechabo ela chidusho. They can only apply it in the actual case of the Chiddush. Okay, fine. That might be a universally agreed upon rule, as we explained before from Rav Schechter, that makes a lot of sense, that you're not going to be able to apply a Chiddush and be lomed from a Chiddush. But mishas chidusho ve'elach. That even when the Torah tells us a Chiddush, it can only be from when it starts and it can't work back l'mafreya. Maybe there's no such rule. Maybe when the Torah tells me the Chiddush, what is the Torah telling me? The Torah is telling me that the second set are telling the truth and the first set are liars. When did the first set speak? They're liars, it means they spoke a lie. So maybe the very Chiddush of the Torah is that they're liars when they spoke. And it works back with Mafreya. So Abaye would agree, yeah, it's a Chiddush. But there's no rule, Mishas Chiddush of Eilach. You have to look at what the Chiddush is. And the Chiddush over here is that the first set is liars. When were they liars? When they spoke. So good. That is the Chiddush, that they're liars. L'mafreya. Very pasha. In fact, if you look, Rav Elchanan Baba Kamos, Mem Gimel, says there are two ways to understand Abaye. Number one, that he disagrees with the klal that lo amrinu ein lechabo mishas chidusho. He disagrees with the klal of ein lechabo mishas chidusho ve'elach entirely. And number two, he agrees with that klal in general. But over here, he would say that it's an exception for some reason. what do we mean over here? We say it's an exception for some reason. Meaning, this isn't a chiddush, so it doesn't have to live with that klal. So Rav Chanan quotes a Ran in Perikid Anoshe, Maseches Chulin, where the Ran tells us that lahalacha we assume in lechabal mishas chidush aveilach. Now, if the machlokas Abaye and Rav and Argamar is whether we apply the rule of Ein Lechabel Mishas Chidush Aveilach, whether there exists such a rule, then would we paskin it lahalacha? If it was the subject of the machlokas Abaye and Rav and Argamar, would we paskin lahalacha that Ein Lechabel Mishas Chidush Aveilach? Who would come down on which side? Rav would be saying Ein Lechabel Mishas Chidush Aveilach, Abaye would be saying no, and how do we paskin our Gemara? No, paskin like Abaye. So if the Ran is going to say that we accept the halacha in the Chabal Mishas Chidush Veilach, it cannot be the subject of the machlokas between Abaye and Rav and Ar Gemara. So the Ran must hold, like the Tur, like the Ramban, that what is the machlokas Abaye and Rava is Edim Zom Min Chiddush. They can't be arguing about that it is a Chiddush, but they're arguing only whether in the Chabal Mishas Chidush Veilach is a rule or not, because if that were the case, the Ran would never paskin that it is a rule. So the Ran must be assuming, like the Torah, like the Ramban, that the whole machlok is whether Edim Zomin is a Chiddush. The Rambam assumes that Edim Zomin is a Chiddush, even according to Abaye. No machlok is about that, and the whole machlok is whether you have a rule. Vein l'chol v'el mishas chidush v'el. There is another way to understand the Rambam. Or, let's say, another way to understand the machlokas, Abaye and Rava. So far we have the Rambam's understanding that it's machlokas, whether there is such rule in the Chabal Mishas Chidusha. We have the Tur, Ramban, and Ran, all seeming to say that the machlokas is whether Edom Zomim is a Chidush at all. Rav Nevensal suggests the following, in very easy Hebrew. Rav Nevensal suggests. Says Matam Cholik Alishna Kama Libid the Rav Al Ramban. VaRamban Amr Milsa the Taima. The Ramban's idea that Edim Zomin is not a Chiddush makes a lot of sense. So why would you say Edim Zomin is a Chiddush? Asked Rav Nevensal. I mean, why did the Ramban say it's not a Chiddush? Because whenever I testify about you and not about your story, I'm always believed and you're always disqualified. Just like when I say you're Gazlan, you're Michal Shabbos. Very good Svara. So when I say Manu Yisim, I'm testifying about you. I'm not testifying about your story. So it says Rav Nevensal, V'nira d'lishna kama v'lishna basra nechliku. The machlok is about the following. Ha'im lahamid es divrei hamezimim ke'edus mul divrei hamuzamim be'es ha'hazama. Okay, that's a little hard. Phrase. Do I view the words of the second set that are being mazim as edus against the words of the first set at the time of hazama, that I'm being made against you now at the time that I'm saying this imanu yisim testimony, in which case it's edim against balei din, because the first set of edim right now are not testifying anything, right now they're not acting as edim. I am just questioning their integrity. And that's the Ramban. So that would be no Chiddush. That when Edim say against Balei Din that they did something, or that they're guilty, or that they're Gazlanim, or that they're anything, well, Edim are always going to be believed. Oh, the Aleinu Lahamid is Divrei Hamuzamim Be'es Hazama Mul Divrei Hamuzamim Be'es Edusam. Or do you view the second set's Edus not being against the first set's Eidos, Bishas, Maisa, that the second set is speaking, but we pit the second set's Eidos against the Eidos of the first set, which was said way back when? At the time that the first set was saying their Eidos, they were acting as Edim, not as Bali did. When you have Edim against Edim, that's Hachasha. Why do we treat them like Edim Zavamin? Because it's a Chiddush. So the machlokas, whether Edim Zomin is a Chiddush or Edim Zomin is not a Chiddush, is how do we view the attack of the Edim Zomin? Do we view them as attacking the first set of Edim the way they are right now, Kasher Usham, where they are right now, and right now their testimony is long over, and they're not acting as Edom anymore, in which case it's a personal attack? Or do we view them as attacking the first set of Edom, b'toras their Edos? They're attacking the first set of Edom for their Edos that they said. They're not attacking them for who they are. That might be the machlokas, whether it's a chiddush or not a chiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, if you had a chance, number 16, we're not going to have a chance to really do it right now, but the Aruch HaShulchan points out that what this really boils down to, this machlokas of whether when you say Imanu Yisem, is that like saying Gazlana Matem, or is that like saying we disagree with your story? What it really boils down to is it's somewhere in between. Because I'm not directly questioning their integrity. I'm not saying something about a known Avera that they did, that I saw them do an Avera. Right? That would be Gazlanim Atem, Mechalei Shabbos Atem. I'm not doing that. But I'm also not contradicting their story. Because I don't say one way or the other whether their story happened. Imanu Yisim is somewhere in between. So the whole Machlokas Rishonim is, which side do you pull it to? The Ramban says, no, it's really like a personal attack. And the Rambam would say, no, it's not like a personal attack, it's much more like a contradiction of the story. Alright, so that's what the Machlokas boils down to. That's from tomorrow, we'll probably wrap up the sugya. We'll do the five nafkaminas to the fact that Edom Zom is a chiddush. Alright, to those who hold Edom Zom is a chiddush.